The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, D'Amico's defense was
nice. I know a couple of weeks ago I questioned if this was a good enough defense to carry, you know, to be a team where you could go defense, run game, like that's what we're gonna run the football, we're gonna depend on run the football and being a good defense, like that can carry us. Now I don't know if that can be possible, but what I do know is D'Amico can clearly put together a game plan that allows them to be able to have a performance like they had against a team like the Lions. Like if you've watched the Lions, like it is easy. They couldn't get nothing going at all. I was listening to Detroit radio earlier. There's like, God, boy, I hate to see what that pass rush would have looked like if Will Anderson was a part of it. So I do see them as a defense. When you see what they did to the Lions, I mean, that's enough. That's a defense that they can really, really lean on. Now, I don't know if the other pieces are good enough to do it, but that's a defense that they can clearly lean on that's better than I thought. Right. Like, I'm sorry. I mean, hell, we got Jared Goff. This is his worst day. We got Josh Allen. This is his worst day. Right, like I mean, you know, Jordan Love wasn't particularly great.
You got Anthony Richardson benched.
Well, I mean, yeah, I was going to say that. I mean, I was trying to get in the line. Like Jordan Love wasn't his best day. So I mean, you got to give it. Man, that's three of the top quarterbacks on your schedule.
You know, I think Ron, I'm going to tell you, man, offensively, that first half product was championship caliber. The defense was championship caliber. We've seen glimpses of like championship caliber stuff against really good opponents. The defense against Green Bay, you know, we mentioned that it's the biggest thing for me in this game is I'm just convinced that the team's not ready. You know what I mean? I'm just like the fact that the moment, forget all the other crap. The fact that the moment in the very end, when we sit here and watch a Kansas City team that we ain't real sure who the hell they are, man. What are they doing? Who are they going to play this week? Who's healthy? Who's not? And Pat plays terrible one week and then great the next week. But you get to the fourth quarter and it's a one-score game and you leave more than a minute on the clock. Your ass is in trouble. You're just in trouble. And that's who you expect C.J. Stroud to be. And it just that is the part, Ron, because you had it against Green Bay. You know, you had it against these guys. Man, it hurts to realize that I think this squad just ain't got the makeup.
Not yet, maybe.
They ain't got the, yeah, well, it's still, it's like, I thought we were beyond the rebuild and we were ready. Like, this squad just doesn't have the makeup that your championship caliber teams have. They just don't have that call it a killer instinct, call it a poise, call it a cool, calm, collected under pressure.
And maybe that's what Detroit was saying last year, as they up.
Yeah,
you know, like the Texans were last night. They were up against the Niners in the NFC Championship game, and they let that game slip away. So maybe it's a deal of them learning it right now, and maybe they just need to take another step.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.